Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Here. 13th play of the drive.
Or you do that.
Also and it's MVP Jones can. Taking it in for the touchdown. Major opening statement. Third and goal. Give it to Warren. Fighting at the goal line. He's in. Touchdown. Jones loses the ball. It got knocked away by Watt. TJ Watt doing what he does best. Strip sack. Recovery. Waitman goes down after the punt. He actually got all of it. And the ball popped free. Recovered by Eccles. Cheers from Steelers fans left and right. Jones. He'll throw it. Intercepted. It's picked off by Wilson. Another huge play. And such a big target for them. That's popped up in the air and intercepted. The ball went airborne, and Jack Sawyer was in the right spot to get it. Rodgers lets it fly. Catch, turn, touchdown, Freiermuth. Washington lined up off the line. Cut it to the outside. Warren takes it in. Touchdown, Pittsburgh. Jones, ball gets knocked away. The ball was rolling around with one Steeler and one Colt in the area, and Pittsburgh has got it. Alex Highsmith with the hit.
It was a tough week, but we certainly deserved it based on the last performance. I like the way the guys absorbed it, smiled in the face of it, and prepared and waited for the next opportunity. That's the National Football League, man. You get one shot about every 7 days, and sometimes you got to wear it. We certainly award this week. I'm appreciative of their spirit, their efforts, their resolve. Certainly we weren't perfect in any of the three phases, but we fought, we did what was necessary, we made plays. And so it's a big time win for the collective.
Yes, it was a big win for the collective. Big win for Mike Tomlin. Big win for the Steelers. Bob Pompiani is stuck in traffic in the meantime. City Limits is to my left. We're going to try to get to Bob in a moment. Is he going to be here soon, Limits?
He will be here soon,
what's happening? What happened? There was an accident or something on the parkway? I hope everybody's okay. That's my first thought.
Right. And Bob should be here momentarily. Just the flow of traffic. He's right at the exit. He's just trying to get to the exit.
All right.
Get off the exit.
Well, Bob should concentrate on his driving. And if we need to throw to him on the way up the driveway here, we certainly will.
Sounds good.
We'll get to Bob as soon as humanly possible. But man, let's give some credit to Mike Tomlin, Terrell Austin, and the Steelers defense. They deserve it. We all took our shots. We've taken our shots. Rightful ones. They deserved the criticism. They wore it. for the week and have worn it for many weeks, quite frankly, you know, off and on, but mostly worn it since last year's Christmas tournament. Mike Tomlin and that defense. And I haven't necessarily changed my long-range opinion of the Steelers, but man, for 1 week, let's give Mike Tomlin and that defense what they earned yesterday, which is an immense amount of credit. They deserve it all. They dominated the best defense, the best offense, I should say, in football. They dominated the Indianapolis Colts. That was an offense that was being compared to the greatest show on turf, and for good reason. They were putting up similar numbers to those old Rams teams, putting up similar numbers to the old Peyton Manning Colts teams. That was, and might still be, the best offense in all of football, and the Steelers smashed their faces in. That's what they did, and it's okay. It's okay to say so. And to give credit to Tomlin. He deserves it. TJ Watt deserves it. Alex Highsmith, Joey Porter Jr., Jalen Ramsey, Cam Hayward, Peyton Wilson, Keanu Benton, Patrick Queen. The list goes on and on and on. That was the best defensive performance in the NFL this season. Period. I have people, you know, in comments after my column in the Post-Gazette today, oh, just wait and see. Okay, maybe, but not for today. What about all those points and yards they gave up at the end? Who gives a crap? That wasn't the Vikings game where the Vikings legitimately had a chance to win at the end of the game and the Steelers were giving up, you know, 70-yard pass plays and stuff. They got some junk yards and points at the end. The offense couldn't hold the ball and kill the game, and the Colts put lipstick on a pig. And their performance was an absolute pig. And the Steelers made it so. It was more like a pinata. And it was the Steelers just taking turns with wax with the stick at the pinata that was Daniel Jones, at the pinata that was the Colts offensive line, at the pinata that was Jonathan Taylor. This was an offense led by Taylor, who was an MVP candidate. And who, after that performance, isn't. Not today. The Steelers broke him in half. 3.2 yards a carry. His longest run was 9 yards, 45 yards in total. Give them credit for that. Because you better believe if he had run all over them, we'd be tearing them to pieces today. The Colts were a team that kept their quarterback clean above all else. The Steelers just violently destructed Daniel Jones and made him look like the Giants' Daniel Jones. That's what they did to him. It was an offensive line that kept him clean, an offensive line that was being called the best in the NFL, and Cam and Derek Harmon and Benton and everybody else won that battle decisively. They won that battle by knockout. They killed them. They killed that offensive line. Physically dominated them. I don't care about those yards and late junk points. And here's the thing. This day and age, and I'm probably guilty of it too, whether it's politics, whether it's sports, whether it's any kind of takes and opinions and stances that we have, it's a hot take, either or, never budge society. No concessions, no cooperation, no giving in. It's me against you, you against me, us against them against us. You don't change your opinion no matter how much evidence is thrown in your face, because that might make me look weak, right? Or wrong. And that is intolerable. We'd rather double down and dig our feet in and be stubborn than give any concessions whatsoever on our intractable opinions. We'll double down, we'll triple down. We won't concede a damn thing to the subject at hand. And I'm not here to change my opinion on the Steelers overall, but man, we have a new body of evidence. New evidence has been submitted that has me thinking. And for the time being, as Tomlin said, that was this week. We'll see about next week. Just for today, I come here to praise him and them, because they deserve it. And if they continue to do that, then I think we'll all be changing our opinions. Well, probably not until they actually play well defensively in a playoff game. I get it. But that, my friends, was the best defensive performance in the NFL this season. And how about without qualifiers, we just concede that? Good for Mike Tomlin, good for Terrell Austin, TJ Watt, Highsmith, and the rest of them. We talked last week about how this thing might be teetering. When you go back to last season's collapse, when you look at the Bengals and the Packers, and I wondered, wow, for the first time, are we really going to watch the wheels come off the Mike Tomlin machine here? And they decidedly did not. He rallied them, and they turned in Bob Pompiani. Welcome to the show. They turned in the finest defensive performance delivered in this league in this season. And I'm here today to give them full marks and an A-plus defensively. How are you, Bob?
I'm good, Joe. How are you?
I've never been worse, and I appreciate you asking. Generally, I'm pretty good.
Well, good. Yeah, they deserve all of that. They took on a team, although this team, and I think Boney hit it right on the nail with his – and I looked at this too. You know, that was an Indianapolis team that had played a lot of games in which they were blowing out teams. They were right straight ahead of them. They never really played from behind. And you wondered how that would go if they did. Well, they didn't start that way. They moved right down the field, and I'm thinking to myself, well, that's not a good start. They ignored Jonathan Taylor. So Shane Steichen was thinking, all right, you think we're going to run? We're not. We're going to throw it.
Right.
Okay, fine. It worked until you still continued to throw it. And then the pressure got to him eventually, and he turned in and reverted to what we've seen a lot in the New York Giants blue uniform. So I give them a lot of credit for doing that. And I also think, as Mike Tomlin appropriately did, gave one of the game balls to Kyle Duggar. That's not an easy thing what he did. He was out there a lot. You really didn't notice him, which is a good thing.
Which is a good thing, yeah.
So, yeah, I think they certainly deserve a lot of credit for this. But the question is, can you do it again? And again, not six takeaways.
Sure.
That's ridiculous. You'll never get that many in a game. They hadn't had that since 2010. But the general thought is, can you do that? Can you force a turnover two at a critical time? Doesn't have to be six, because I still don't like some of those stats I saw. You know, 1.7 yards per rush, that can't continue. Being outgained week after week, that cannot continue. The defenses, even without the benefit of a turnover, they've got to be able to get off the field when they can get off the field. Three and out, and that's how you win time of possession. They haven't done that all year. So there's still things they have to improve upon. But that was a big win, considering Baltimore was starting to breathe down their necks.
Yeah, man. 412-928-9370 off the top, presented by JP Roofing and Siding. Shane Steichen had really embarrassed Mike Tomlin's defense the last three times Steichen had called plays against them, once with Philly in a 13 victory at Kenny Pickett time, and then twice with the Colts, and it looked like it was headed that way. Let's all be honest here. After the first drive, which, when you look back retroactively, was actually a sign of things to come, that nothing was going to come easy. I mean, that was a labored drive in which Jalen Ramsey set a tone by hammering Tyler Warren. And it took all the way to a fourth down, and it was fourth downs, a lot of them during the day, to keep drives alive. Nothing was going to come easy. And that was even clear in that first drive. Then they had a 10-play. Their second drive was 10 plays in, and they hadn't even reached their own 40 yet, the Colts. But still, at that point, Bob, I was thinking, I'm going to be presumptuous and say you were thinking, and 95% of Steeler fans were watching the game thinking, wow, this is going to be ugly. This is going to be what Donnie Football predicted, 42-10 or whatever he predicted the score would be. And clearly, the Colts were headed for another 30-40 point effort. It could get ugly. And then guess who else reverted to form? Danny Dimes did in a bad way. TJ Watt did in a good way. That's why you're paying him $41 million to go in there, get a strip sack, and recover the fumble and completely change a game around. That's why you pay him and them that kind of money. Nothing was the same after that play.
Nothing was the same, and I think Jones got a little, apprehensive about going through all of his progressions, knowing that they were coming from either side. It wasn't just him. It was Highsmith as well. I thought Alex played his best game of the year. Very destructive, very quick off the ball. Those tackles, which had been very good for Indianapolis all season long, They had their worst game of the year, and it's a good offensive line, Joe. It really is. But they couldn't hold back some of those pressures they got. And I also think, unlike some of the teams we've seen that got rid of the ball in 2.8 seconds, that, Jones is a back. He likes 5 to 7 step drops. That plays sort of into the hands of the Steelers if they can beat people around the edges, which they did. So I thought that played into it as well. But make no mistake, their defense changed the game. And after that, short fields, Rodgers took advantage. One thing to make the turnover, it's another thing to convert it into points, and not just 3 points.
Right.
They converted into 21 points, those three of those six. So, and after the muff punt, I'm thinking to myself, they better score here, and they didn't.
Right.
That was after the 7-0 lead. And you're thinking, oh, no. Now, if you don't score here anything after a gift like that, you're still in trouble.
Yeah.
But that's when the what?
After the fake punt. Right. Especially after the fake punt. Like, wow, they're just going to come in here and kick the Steelers' asses. And the it was decidedly the opposite of that. That was a physical pounding. It was. And, yes, you're right. And I wrote it today. You need to do it again and again and again. But as we sit here on a victory Monday with the Steelers sitting at 5-3 with all the talk that we and everybody else was doing on the Steelers last week, I'm simply here to hand out an A-plus to Mike Tomlin for rallying the troops, for out-coaching Steichen badly, and for really setting the stage for just an unbelievable display of physicality and violence. Like I said five times already, it was the best defensive performance in the NFL this season, and that's not arguable. No. That team was being compared to the greatest show on turf, and the Steelers broke them in half. And the reason, one of the reasons that they got after Jones the way they did, and I can't believe he got out of the game in one piece, was because they smashed the run when they did use Jonathan Taylor. I actually thought Steichen had a good game plan. You want to load up the box to stop him? You guys can't cover. We'll just dice you up. And you know what? They managed to get to him anyway. It wasn't like Jones was sitting back there for 8 seconds or scrambling around when TJ had the strip sack. He got right to him, yep. Which is why it was never an excuse that Flacco and Jordan Love, oh, they get rid of the ball quickly. What, you think they're the first two guys to try to get rid of the ball quickly on TJ Watt and Highsmith? Get to him anyway. Cover for a second so he has to look at his second read, and that's all you need is a split second, and then TJ Watt becomes TJ Watt again. I don't know what this means for the future. They owe a lot more big performances than that, but I'm here to concede that one to Mike Tomlin and be willing to adjust my opinion moving forward. That looked like a team that could win a playoff game or two, as you've predicted them to do. Now, next week at L.A., they may stink up the joint and not look like that.
Right. It's a week to week.
I mean, Aaron Rodgers said, don't ride the roller coaster. It's too late, Aaron. We're on one. You can't jump off when you're at the top.
But, I mean, to that thing about week to week, when you see Carolina go to Green Bay and do to them what they did to them after Green Bay came here in that second half. But, yes, I agree that Steichen maybe was thinking the pass, but I looked at this and I'm still looking at it now. After their 7-0 lead, they did not have back-to-back Jonathan Taylor runs until very late in the first half. They could have done it then. They could have said, all right, we just showed you we're going to pass the ball, and maybe the Steelers would be vulnerable to the run more if they ran it more.
I don't know, man. They were loading the box pretty good.
I understand.
It didn't look like a team you could run on yesterday to me.
But a team that's going to be an offensive player of the year, they gave him the ball very little in that first half especially, and I thought they would feature him a little bit more, especially at the goal line.
Maybe.
But the bottom line is—
Maybe they should have, but that insinuates that it was more about them than the Steelers, and I refuse to believe that. They did give it to him 16 times, and he averaged 3.2 yards a carry.
Which is way below what he's been averaging.
They smashed him.
But it wasn't until late that he got more of those as the game went on. I spoke to Mike Tomlin before we did our press conference last week on the show that we do. And the one thing I'll say, he comes in, he's brutally honest in those sessions. And he came in and said, we deserve everything we're getting. We deserve it all.
Yep.
We own it.
And I admire that.
And I do too, because he knew it and he wasn't going to bark back against it until they showed that they could do something different. And this week they did. So, again, is it sustainable? I don't know if anything in the NFL is sustainable anymore, Joe. There are too many good teams. Too many average teams, too many. They're all in the same mix. You know, your Buffalo Bills last night did something you probably didn't think they were going to be able to do.
I didn't, no.
And that's the thing. You go and you adjust, you do some things. I thought defensively they were very good against Kansas City. And Minnesota, I didn't see Minnesota also going into Detroit and doing what they did, but they did. So it's going to be interesting, and that's why it's so compelling to watch. Every week, you just don't know. Caution to bettors. Money lines are hard to predict.
No
you
doubt.
Think it's easy. It's hard to predict.
But you better believe if they had been shredded again, these phone lines would be lighting up like Malzi at a craft beer house, like Crowley at Mountaineer Stadium, like Pony.
Do they still do that at Mountaineer Stadium? Maybe so after this winless past week.
Like Pony at a nipple piercing. These phone lines would be lighting up with people ready to light them up. So how about the opposite? Now, I wonder, Bob, what the dynamic is going to be today, because I do believe that about our society in general. It's become more and more and more over the years that if I have an opinion and I'm faced with contrary evidence, instead of conceding a little bit of that even, I'd rather double down and be intractable and say no, you're wrong. That didn't happen.
Right.
That wasn't real. That's not gonna bode for the future. I'm right. Whatever happened yesterday was some sort of aberration or fluke. And I don't think necessarily that it was. I don't think that's going to be the Steelers every week from now on. It better be them for a playoff game. That's where I'll render my ultimate judgment. But for one week anyway, and it's not like we haven't seen some signs. For a large portion of that Vikings game, for the Browns game, at least the turnovers in the Patriots mm-hmm. game, they've shown signs of being a really good defense. And yesterday it all came together. So who's to say it won't?
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contracts. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I agree with you. What's your take on this whole societal infection that we have of not being able to talk, not being able to have an opinion, and even if it differs from someone else, that's okay. You can accept it. You may not agree. You may adjust. And that back the way things used to be, that's what you could do. You can, as they say in politics, go across the aisle, figure it out, make concessions, make something change. And in this case, you know, when we're talking sports, it's too easy to jump on a train that is a negative train. There are days when it's going to be negative, and throughout the course of this season, there'll be more of them. But it's true for all teams, and I think you have to kind of just wait for things to play out before you see, and you may be surprised. I mean, we saw it in the World Series. Toronto went from worst to first. Not many people at the beginning of the year thought Toronto would be anything, and then they play the game. So you never know. But I thought that was a very encouraging sign, And I think it's something for them to build on. If they can get a win against the Chargers and, you know, the Ravens go to the Vikings, which won't be easy, all of a sudden that's a three-game lead. With a three-game lead with, like, seven games left?
Yeah. Now, if they go to L.A. and Justin Herbert eats them alive, right, then guess what? I'll come in on Monday and say they couldn't sustain it, unfortunately. That's what happens. And you know who else? Because I know I'm really interested to see how my opinion, our opinions get filtered through people's ears this morning. Because I know a lot of them will be like, oh, now you're back to loving the Steelers, loving their defense. Yeah, for one day I am. Yes, that was really impressive. And I think they were teetering. And I think a blowout loss there would have been unbelievably damaging. Instead, they did the opposite. I'm impressed for a day. For a day, I'm impressed with this team. And they look to me, they've figured out the hard part, Bob. They have a quarterback. So they don't need to be the 85 Bears every week. They need to be a decent defense. And then some weeks dominate. But never, ever, ever have a performance like they did the previous 2 weeks. That can never happen.
Yeah.
And I think part of this is maybe they were forced into certain moves. Clearly, Jalen Ramsey should be their free safety moving forward, right? He's not a cover corner anymore.
Any of those other guys, they have to be honest.
He's a communicator. He's a leader. He's not a one-on-one necessarily guy against the Jamar Chases of the world anymore. Have him back there be your leader. And then Duggar, I don't know about. He had a nice first performance. We'll see.
I'll keep sending him out there to start the next one. You know, he played like almost every snap, and he was very good in shutting his area down. Didn't make any mistakes. And for someone who just got in here, that's pretty impressive, I think. So, yeah, I keep playing him no matter who's healthy and see what happens. But this test coming up is a good one for them. They're going to have tests all over the place. Even Flacco will be a test again for this defense.
Of course. And the Chargers are a team that doesn't have its starting tackles. So I would say that the Steelers better deliver another big performance.
Let me ask you this. I thought another mistake as we were sitting there, and Arthur Motes was in with me yesterday, and we were talking about how, and this was early in the game, and it wasn't the case before the Watt strip sack, but we were talking about it even before then. Their offensive line is good. We were wondering why.
Steelers or Colts?
No, Colts coming into this game. It was good. Yeah. They didn't really offer chip help at all to their tackles.
Yeah.
Not at all. That plays right into the hands of the Steelers as well. So, you know, I think bottom line is when the Chargers are in that same situation, they're going to have to fortify. It may take away from their passing game, actually, if they decide to help their tackles. Because they got two inexperienced guys over there now with the other guys being hurt.
So you always have to choose where to allocate your resources. Right. And if you allocate them to that, you're right. You're making some concessions there. And then what about people like Peyton Wilson? Oh, my God.
Best game of his career.
Yes.
Did you see his elevation on that?
Yeah.
Like, I tried to figure out how many feet in the air he was. But, man, that dude can jump. He's very athletic. And you knew that coming out of NC State, he was going to be, if healthy, a pretty good player.
Yeah.
But the injuries made teams shy away. And he's here now, and he's healthy. And he's had some ups and downs, like all of them done. I thought largely there were games this year where he wasn't visible enough.
Me too.
But now in this game, man, he was dynamic, and he was also very, very animated. And I think those guys, for some reason, whether it was Jalen Ramsey talking the night before, whatever the case, they came out with a mission and they accomplished it.
Well, listen, as information is presented, opinions change. So back to that theme. How many games has Peyton Wilson even started in his career? Now, we're still talking about a baby in the NFL, and he did have some bad games early. Yep. And he looked like a guy that made you wonder, was that a good draft pick? And now he's presenting new evidence. And guess who else besides fans and media changes their opinions every week based on new information? That would be coaches in college and the pros, talent evaluators in college and the pros, and every other person who's watching these games, right?
Yeah, I mean,
when new evidence is presented, if you don't change your opinion or at least be willing to concede in small doses that you might have been wrong about something, then you're just not being really, I guess, intellectually honest about it. And if you're an actual evaluator, you're not doing your job very well.
But I think for that to happen, you have to have the trust of the coaching staff, because they did trust him and they really like him. And even though he was going through his own personal roller coaster on defense, where, you know, some games good, some games not so good, they trusted him. They thought that there was more that he could offer. Stick with him, keep riding him, and they did. And so you get the result you did yesterday. And again, like every team, like every player, it's how sustainable is it? But I think they have a pretty good thing going here now. And if you know, if you give Rodgers short fields, that's going to lead. And then they have one of the most accurate kickers ever. So you're always going to have that to fall back on. But they turned it into touchdowns yesterday. Of everything else, Joe, I was more happier that they went and turned them into touchdowns.
Yeah.
Field goals wouldn't have done it. Touchdowns do.
412-928-9370. 928-9370. You want to weigh in on this win? Whether this sort of adjusted your lens on the Steelers at least a little bit? Love to hear from you. Fan Twitter brought to you by South Hills Kia, Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.net. Text line brought to you by Edgar and Snyder and Associates, a personal injury law firm where they always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you. And the fan hotline presented by Sullivan Super Service, providing trusted plumbing and HVAC service for over 50 years. I mean, when I see a performance, I don't understand how anybody could look at a performance like that and say, at least say to themselves, wow, this could get real interesting if somebody came here for a playoff game. It could get real interesting. Is there a great team in the AFC? Hell no. Some people thought that might be the Colts. It's not. This just in. It's not.
Chiefs, Bills.
Chiefs, Bills, right.
Yeah, they're all in the same boat.
Broncos, who could easily be, you know, 9-0 right now, but they win by the skin of their teeth or lose by the skin of their teeth every week.
Patriots.
They've got some tough games coming up. The Patriots are a good team, clearly not a great one. It's up for grabs in the AFC, and the Steelers are one of those teams that could actually, it looks to me, win a playoff game. Mm-hmm. You might be right about that, Bob, because they have a quarterback, and if they just have a good defense, I don't need the 85 Bears, but I don't need the 76 Buccaneers either, and that's what we've seen alternating. They've gone from horrific to great. So how about something in between?
That's even game to game, to your point. They've done it in games where they look terrific, and then all of a sudden,
the Packers game,
even the Vikings game defensively, they started that way, and then as the game wore on, that sort of wore off.
So I think people probably hear this and say, he's lost his mind on the Steelers. Now he thinks they're going to, you know, go unbeaten the rest of the way and win the Super Bowl. No, I don't. But I sit here today, and my lens has been altered because of new evidence. You, Bob, how would you characterize your lens on the Steelers?
Well, I'm always
compared to where it was Friday. Or Thursday.
Well, I thought
or
this
Wednesday.
Game was huge. I mean, obviously, you don't want to lose three in a row, especially with the prospects of what lies after that. So I thought it was huge for them, and we would know about them more after this game. So I'm sort of one of those people, Joe, I kind of look at it throughout the course of a year, knowing full well there are ups and downs of every NFL team, no matter who you are. 1-5 Ravens, who thought that coming out of the start? You know, and they happen, and now you got more evidence on them, too. Now they're 3-5. The evidence says their schedule will get lighter. The evidence also says they may go on a streak here, which means those head-to-head meetings later in the year are going to dictate everything. As I probably thought was going to happen at the very end, the last game of the year will be interesting on January 4th, I think it is. It's here in Pittsburgh. It could very well be for the one and only opportunity to get into the playoffs as a division winner, not wild card, division winner, and that's your only chance. So that will be fascinating, and it would be fun to watch on a snowy January in Pittsburgh.
412-928-9370. Let's weigh in. Let's talk about it. Man, these phone lines would be lit. Are they lit right now?
They are. Full lines.
There we go. Got to talk about the bad and the good. We talk enough about the bad. What do they say in the news industry, Bob? If it bleeds, it leads.
It bleeds. And that's terrible. I hate that. And that's another thing.
It's awful.
I know.
But it's also true.
It's true. But it's
and
just...
in a sporting sense, when the Steelers stink, it's good for business. But you know what? When they're really good, it's good for business, too. And we should be just as willing to heap praise as we are criticism.
I often wonder why that is, though. Why we yearn because negative stuff as opposed to positive stuff.
Because that's what we like.
Yeah, but
but that's what we're riveted by is more the thing.
Well, I can tell you driving in here with that accident, everyone was riveted on looking. Half the wait was because people were looking, stopping and looking. Like, you know, okay, fine. But that doesn't do anything. All it does is make your time more difficult to get through.
And
people love you.
It's a simple thing if people like to complain.
Yeah, they like to complain. But you should also take a moment
and
to
I'm
appreciate
no different.
Your blessings and your joy. Personally, I'm talking about there are a lot more of those in your life than there are negative things, and we tend to look the other way.
Well, we're drawn to that, Bob.
I know.
I'm the same. I like to complain. Oh, this, that, this, that, this, that. You know what? Sometimes things are good for a day. 412-928-9370. Let's talk about it all.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contracts. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
All right, Bob, we've said our piece and the lines are lit. I don't know what the hell we have here with the Steelers. I don't know. Rodgers told us to jump off the roller coaster. Like I said, it's too late now. We got on the ride. They strapped us in. And by the way, Bob, I've always been the type who makes the attendant at the roller coaster double check my lock, the bar lock, to make sure that it's locked because I don't want to be flying out. I don't. And I always am worried about equipment malfunctions. So if you've ever seen me, my daughter will tell you this. I'm the guy sitting in the roller coaster seat calling over the attendant and having him or her check the lock to make sure it's locked. But once you're in and you've already gone way up and then down real fast and then around the ends and you're heading up again, you can't jump off now. The Steelers are, by definition, on a roller coaster ride. They've been wildly up and wildly down. I have no idea where it's going. But at the moment, after some very scary incidents where I wish I could have jumped off, it feels kind of fun at the moment, Bob. Do you agree?
I don't like roller coasters, so I never have to worry about strapping in anything there. So I'm going to stay off that. The whole season's like that, no matter what team you're talking about, I think.
Not like this. They've gone defensive.
I don't know. I think
they've
Cincinnati can tell you they've been on a lot of roller coasters within game. The last two games, they had a roller. They were at the top of the thing and are ready to throw their hands up and go down. And all of a sudden, their defense just completely implodes.
I don't know that I've seen a defense go from what they just were to the 85 Bears yesterday.
I understand that.
That's a pretty wild ride.
They at least had the potential to do it. Cincinnati, we knew going into the season, didn't. And they didn't do anything to change it.
Yeah,
point is, I think they're a 5-3 football team. I think they're in first place for now. That's mostly halfway through this season. They're in the driver's seat. So when you're in the driver's seat, you have a chance to decide what's going to happen.
And they just turned in the best defensive performance in the NFL this season, and in my opinion, one of the best of a Mike Tomlin team in the regular season since he became the coach.
Agreed, against a team that came in statistically as the number one team in the NFL offensively. And so that was the matchup. And this defense said, we're better than your offense.
Against a team that was averaging more yards per play than any team since the Kurt Warner, Marshall Faulk greatest show on turf. That's what you were dealing with.
And the strange thing is, they did they have a 100-yard pass receiver prior to this?
They did. They did.
One.
Right.
But that was it.
No, this was their first guy yesterday.
First guy, but they had two of them.
Right.
Two of them went over 100 yards.
Yeah, because of junk yards.
No, I'm just saying, they had to do what they've done offensively with the numbers that you stated and not have a receiver go over 100 yards once.
Right.
Is very interesting to me how that, but it's mostly Jonathan Taylor. You know, that was the key.
Jonathan Taylor and bunches of different weapons.
Yeah, nine different, and they were doing what Rodgers likes to do.
Tyler
spread
Warren,
it to everybody.
Tyler Warren sore today, Bob. They got a piece of him on a lot of different occasions.
And they neutralized him too.
Starting with Jalen Ramsey, who had a great
game. Which is where we talked about last week. How do you silence a tight end? They've been giving up tons of yards to tight ends. Well, they answered that call, at least for this week.
Listen to the Pomp and Joe Show every Wednesday to hear about Starkey's Card of the Week from the Baseball Card Castle and Cranberry Contest. Run every Wednesday through Friday at noon at the 93.7thefan.com contesting page. And the 50-minute mark on The Fan brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, Route 19, Peters Township. Bob, let's hit the lines. Are you ready?
Let's go.
Limits.
All right. Let's start with Ryan in New Jersey first up.
What's up, Ryan?
Morning, gentlemen.
Hi, Ryan.
Joe, the Jackrabbit's 100 years old. Eventually, somebody's going to go flying out on the double dip, so I would stay off that if I were you.
Is the Jackrabbit still there?
I guess.
Is it?
Yeah.
The Jackrabbit's fixed, Bob. Did you know that?
It better be. Yeah. You see, I would make sure every year you got to get a fine tuning.
Wait a second.
On
what's the dueling coasters over there where you're going against
the
other
Steel Phantom?
The racer.
That's fixed.
Yeah. Those are history. John Miller designed the Pippin, the Jackrabbit, and the Racer are some.
John
the
Miller,
the
Blackhawk basketball coach, designed the
John
roller
Miller
coasters.
Was
Bob?
The pioneer. It was a pioneer of roller coaster design. Anyway, that's not what I called for. Look it up. So the good is, it was Eccles, Duggar, and Ramsey being put in the right spot. That coverage did not look confused all day yesterday, and they looked completely confused for seven games prior to that. Every time the ball would be thrown on the screen in the middle, there's like three Steelers looking at each other like, hey, weren't you supposed to be there? So I think that was the big difference. But what I'm worried about is that they treated this fool's gold in the front office and they think that they got it fixed. So they need to get the receiver. They need to maybe shore up, get another quarterback and put Slay out the pasture. Whatever you need to do. This is like the same pattern since, what year did they go 11-0? Was it 2020?
20, I think, 21. Yes.
They've had the same problem every year. They don't have that second receiver, the second level receiver. They can't throw to them. So it's, dink and dunk short and throw deep every now and then. Every team knows they're going to do it. The same thing that they did with Wilson last year. This is where it's going to collapse. And they're on the same trajectory since Roethlisberger's arm blew out. Now they got a quarterback that can hit open receivers, that can read reads and slide around and find a guy. Get the receiver. You can put 16 tight ends out there, but eventually they're going to shut you down. And you can't expect to game plan four turnovers a game. I know they think they can and get six sacks, but that's not realistic. Somebody's going to shut you down. You got to win a game where you don't get turnovers and sacks. So this is where Omar needs to make his bones and get them out of that stale, the Steeler way thing where they're worried about draft picks because it's down at Point State Park. Hey, that is irrelevant. If you got Rodgers and he's one of the top quarterbacks in the league this year, and arguably, you go for it now. You don't worry about a third round pick that's to pick some cornerback out of Maryland next year. That's not the way to go. Thanks, guys. Appreciate it.
Thank you, Ryan. I think that's what they've done. I mean, all the moves they've made, throughout the offseason leading into this season was done to try to make them win now.
Except the one that you complain about the most, trading George Pickens.
Well, that's the one I would have, yeah. I don't complain about it. I just bring it up because I think that's what I would have done.
You criticize it.
Yeah, because I would have, and again, I think that would have answered their questions right then and there. To get a third-round pick, I'd rather have him than the third-round pick. And I realize that everybody's going to say, well, he's a cancer. You can't have him in here. He's not been that in Dallas. And I think my whole thing with that was he was going to clean up any personal stuff in effort to get a new contract. And right now in Dallas, they're talking about a long-term contract. I would tell them that's the worst thing you can do if you're a Dallas front office man. Do not sign him long-term. I wouldn't do it. I wanted him this year just to prove a point.
Meanwhile, Calvin Austin has made some pretty big plays for this team, Bob.
He has. That catch
including
on third and 10.
Including a catch yesterday,
that
right
thing,
off the ground.
It was low, and he had lost it, got it back. Really good possession on that one, yes.
Couple touchdowns. What's he had?
Roman Wilson, on the other hand, he may have, he had his opportunity last week, and now all of a sudden he might be back.
Oh my God. What ran through your mind when that happened? I think I can, if there's anything I can promise from yesterday's game, is that Roman Wilson, as long as he's a Steeler, will never, ever try to hurdle somebody again.
Well, if that's a lesson he has to learn, then he better learn it. Especially in that situation. Just go down. Don't worry about anything.
That was unbelievable. And when you look at the junk yards and points that the Colts put up, that was part of it at the end. What was he thinking, Bob?
I don't know. He wasn't thinking. That's the whole thing. And, he was brought here, a lot of it because of Michigan, his IQ there. He's a good play with J.J. McCarthy. He knew what to do. He was a leader on that team. You didn't think that would have been something. He just got greedy at a time where he should never have gotten greedy.
You know, Calvin Austin had a very interesting game yesterday, and I think he's had a very interesting season. He had 5 catches for 56 yards, and that might not seem like the greatest thing on earth, but 5 catches a game, Bob, is how many over a season? 85.
Yeah, that's a lot.
And do you know how many 56 yards is over 17 games? 952. So if I told you that Calvin Austin, based on a what seemed like a pretty, decent performance yesterday, that translated to 85 catches for 952 yards, I think you'd be okay with that, would you not?
Sure I would, but I also want to see Metcalf do more than what he got yesterday.
Yeah. I mean, if everybody did everything we wanted them to do in every game, the Steelers would win 100-0. I'd like to see that too.
Yes.
They were going up against a defense that was better than I thought, actually, going in. They're better than I thought defensively, yeah. The Colts.
I agree. Darnell Washington's another guy. His, his arrow is pointed up, as Mike Tomlin likes to say, and it's tough to cover that guy. You get him 4 or 5 yards off the line of scrimmage, he has a decided advantage, and he showed some pretty good hands, even though he had one off his hands in the end zone.
Yeah, he had 2, really. One off his hands and one off his number, and I don't know why he was surprised that he got the ball on 4th down at the goal line, but Rodgers never lost faith in him. In fact, he doubled down in the second half, and Mount Washington even made a great play on a rare errant throw by Rodgers, yeah, where he reached back behind him.
That was a great throw. I mean, it was tough.
He's becoming a weapon. Next.
All righty, here is DK in the South Hills to chime in.
DK Metcalf calls the show. We love it.
Hey, good morning, guys. Happy Monday.
I'm sorry.
2 points. First, your boy there, Austin, I wanted to give him some props on air. He did play-by-play for our oldest son's football game Saturday. Phenomenal job. Good halftime interview with WNJ's.
Bob, little hand back for Limits. Let's give Limits
a smattering of applause there.
Thank you, DK. Thank you, fellas. I appreciate that.
Pomp, you'd be happy with his attire as well. He looks very professional.
There we go.
I'm warming up a little bit here.
Let's go.
I'm just trying to look out for his well-being. That's all. Like a fatherly figure.
He's
I
a great mentor,
am.
Bob is.
Yeah. So, that was great. Honestly, piggybacking off that last caller, 6 turnovers and win by a touchdown, still a little bit worsome.
Oh, my God. Hold on. The first 2 calls are laced with worry. Come on. They got some junk yards at the end of the game. They got junk yards and points at the end of the game. So what? What's worrisome? What was worrisome about the defense yesterday? What worries you moving forward about that?
Consistency. So 3+ turnovers a game moving forward is a worry. And I think that's going to have to happen with the current offense to be in the game at the end of the game. So that's why it's worrisome. Was it a great game? Yes. Unfortunately, I couldn't watch it. Had to listen to it. Sounded like some changes on the inside linebacker side. Very big improvement there. And then obviously Ramsey kind of playing center field. But ultimately, to have to rely on that turnover game to win a game, it's not going to be there every game.
You're talking about Malik Harrison on the inside? Is that what you're referring to when you say changes?
Yeah, well, again, I was listening to it, Pomp. It sounded like some of the highlights I heard was they had 3 inside linebackers on some of the sets.
They did on a couple, yes.
And that's where, it really kind of helped with that running game and so forth against the Colts. But, again, just I don't want to be a negative Nancy, and that's your cue, Austin. I just want to make sure that We're not relying on three plus turnovers, even though we got six yesterday, one by a touchdown.
I think that's.
They also held the best running back in the league to 45 yards. So turnovers or no turnovers, they smashed the run.
But I still think in this sense, I agree with you in that I think you have to show that you can win a defensive battle without creating a turnover to do it. In other words, all right, you may have a team that just is stalled out because you're not letting them get beyond three and out, six and out. That's it. Short possessions. And then the offense has to do its job and have it longer. Because every game this year, they've lost the possession battle, and sooner or later, that's not a good trend. I say that knowing that they were impressive yesterday. But, yeah, I hear that.
What?
Yeah.
What'd you say?
I was just saying, third and fourth down efficiency on the Colts side, you know, that's where the defense needs to stop. I mean, to rely on a strip sack or an interception.
I guess I have zero complaints about the defense yesterday. I thought it was a vintage. I thought any Steeler defense in the history of the franchise would have been proud to put that on the field yesterday.
And it was good that
Super Bowl 40
team was there.
I have zero complaints about them. In fact, the fourth downs were emblematic of the fact that the Colts had to work for every little thing they got. They were taking fourth down. It took them to fourth down to keep drives
in
alive
the first drive,
five different times.
The first drive, two of them.
Yeah. I just don't have a complaint about the defense yesterday. I'm sorry. Zero. None. Next.
All right. Here is Leslie in Elwood City to chime in.
Hi, Leslie.
Hi, Joe. How are you guys?
I've never been better, and I appreciate you asking. Say hello to Bob.
How you doing?
Good. How are you? And I appreciate
you
asking.
I'm better after yesterday's Steeler performance.
Tell us about it. Do you have a question, an observation? What would you like to talk about?
I have so much stuff I'd like to talk about. But do you remember meeting me, Joe?
No.
We met at the baseball card castle, and Ron Cook accused me of stalking him.
Well, I don't blame you if I did. He's a very desirable man.
Ron is going to complain about being stalked. I think he would like that. He wanted to be stalked. What are you talking about, Ron?
He looked like he saw a ghost when I came in there.
Were you stalking him?
I was not stalking him. I just came to meet you guys and check out the card castle.
I have a vague memory of it, yes. And I think you're a very nice person.
Well,
if you want to come and stalk us next time we're there, please do.
Okay, I will. I just wanted to say that it's music to my ears to hear you guys sort of praising Tomlin. There's been a lot of haters out there, and I have been a vocal non-hater. And I've been proclaiming this on your YouTube channel. Shout out to all those folks because they are hilarious, by the way. But I've been forecasting that the defense was going to come together, and everyone's like, Tomlin this, Tomlin that. Well, I was there to say if they did not succeed yesterday, I was going to reevaluate my position. But seeing as the defense came out and played like they're supposed to play, like the roster suggests they should play, and they finally understood the scheme, I think there was just a lot of confusion on their part. And I already did my Super Bowl bet, plus +5,100.
Mm.
Wow.
I like that one, Leslie. I think you're on to something there. I think that Bob, and we appreciate the call, Leslie. Well, let's not bury the lead here. Stalking Ron Cook. Bob, what did you make of that? You obviously weren't there because this was before your time on the show.
But for me, Ron would have taken that as a compliment, I thought.
Yeah.
I don't know if he complained about it.
I think that was around the time that Ron released a picture of himself on the beach with a hairy
chest.
And
that's what attracted Leslie to come over there.
May have. I don't know. I can't answer that. He had a hairy chest in the picture, hairy back, everything. He very desirable, I think, to people, to women in particular.
Are you suggesting he should have shaved all that hair?
No, I'm suggesting it was working for him, I'm suggesting at the time.
Yeah, but that's not a contemporary need right now, back hair. People like, they shave. I'm just saying. Do you, Joe?
How do you shave your own back, Bob?
No, you have someone do it.
Yeah.
But there are other things you can shave.
Sure.
And you have, and that's that would be a lot. Do you do that, Austin?
Oh my God.
Mom, I'm confused of what you're even asking at this point.
So am I. Bob, back to her point though. Tomlin earned all the criticism he got. And today he's earning the praise that he should be getting. 412-928-9370. Partly cloudy today with a high of Hardy Nickerson, 54, low.
Hardy Nickerson, low, that's a good one. Throwback.
39, Willie Parker. Fan weather, talk about the 2005 team, right?
Fast Willie Parker. They showed up, a lot of them. It was amazing. On the night before we did a dinner, and I was honored to MC it. You should have heard the stories.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10-7 through 12-1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% site-wide, plus a free professional measure at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters, your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.